Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is good enough for me, so give me that old time to sanity. Give me that old time to sanity. Give me that old time to sanity. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time to sanity. Give me that old time to sanity. Give me that old time to sanity. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. It was good for Mary and Martha. It was good for Mary and Martha. It was good for Mary and Martha. It's good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Old time Christianity. Is good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. Is good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Is good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. Is good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that sanity. Is good enough for me. So give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. Is good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time. Give me that old time Christianity. Give me that old time Christianity. It's good enough for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of Jesus Christ Global Mission. reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA, Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro, coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, Jesus Christ or Religion. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, hallelujah, yes, oh yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, yarose, I King of Kings, hallelujah, yarose, oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh yes, hallelujah, yarose, oh yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, yarose, I King of Kings, arose, hallelujah, yarose, oh yes, amen. We're talking about Jesus Christ or religion. This world is filled of religions upon religions and religions of men, religions of people, religions, sects, and all kind of groups and occult groups that are existing, people worshiping all kind of spirits, you know, worshiping Satan, worshiping demons, worshiping evil spirits, all kinds of religions are in this world today. But thank God, Jesus did not come to give us religion. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. The scripture says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Jesus is the light. Come to him today and have life and life more abundantly. Please come out of religion and sectism and occultism and all those false religions and false gods who have no life to give to their people. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only true Son of God who suffered for you and died on Calvary's tree, shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes you were healed. He was buried, and on the third day he resurrected. He is alive today, speaking the word of God to you. Jesus is alive. All other religions, they are dead religions. Jesus is alive today. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only begotten Son of God, is the only one who resurrected from the grave. The Bible says that God raised him from the grave, and it's alive today. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lives. He's alive again. I can hear the angels sing. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lives. I know that Christ is alive. He's alive again. He's no longer where he lays. He's alive again. I can hear the angels sing. He's alive again. I can see the glory of. I know that Christ is alive. He's alive again. Jesus is alive again. He's the only one who resurrected from the grave. All other religions, their leaders have died and buried and gone forever. They cannot live again. They are dead. They got to face judgment. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he's the resurrection and the life. He's the one who raised from the grave to show that he is the true begotten Son of God, the Savior of the world, who came to save your soul from hell. Receive him today, that you may have life, and life more abundantly. The devil has nothing to give to you, all kinds of false religion, false gods, and false prophets. False religion leaders are all over the place, deceiving people, deceiving and misleading people. But I got good news for you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. There is only one way to God. There are so many ways in this world today. There is the way of sin. There is the way of evil. There is the way of darkness. There is the way of Satan. There is the way of demons. There is the way to hell. There is all kinds of ways today. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only way to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. You may try some other ways. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad is the way. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are out there following the broad way that leads to destruction, the broad way of hell. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. The way is narrow, and only few are finding it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Jesus said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad way, the broad way that leads to hell. The way of stealing, the way of lying, the way of fornication, the way of adultery, the way of murder and killing and shooting of people and suicide bombing. The broad way to hell, the way of fraudulent practices, the way of cheating and stealing and killing people. Those are the broad way, the broad way of suicide bombing. Those are the broad way that leads to hell, that leads to destruction. But narrow is the way that leads to life and everlasting life. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And only few are finding it because people love darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. You see, human beings, they love darkness. They love Satan. They love demons. They love the witches. They love the world. They love evil. Evil is what they want. They crucify Jesus, but give us the peace. They rather have the peace. If they crucify Jesus, crucify him. They don't want the Savior of the world. But thank God, Jesus is the only way that leads to eternal life. The narrow way that leads to eternal life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way that seemeth right unto you. The way of this world, the way of sin, the way of immorality, the way of selfishness and greed, the way of lying and stealing, the way of adultery and fornication, the way of immorality, the way of prostitution, the way to hell. There is a way that seems right to you. Yes, that way seems right to you. But behold, it is the way that leads to destruction. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in his days, has this to say. There is a way that seems right unto you, but it is the way of destruction. Don't you follow that way that seemeth right? The way that looks right and look good. The way of bribery and corruption and fraud. Character assassination, killing and shooting and suicide bombing and killing of people, using knives to cut people's neck and killing. Thou shalt not kill. The word of God says, thou shalt not kill. Why will your religion make you a murderer? The religion you are following has made you a hired killer, a thief, a murderer. Revelation 21 verse 8. The book of Revelation 21 verse 8. That all liars, all adulterers, all murderers shall harm themselves in the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone. All murderers shall have themselves in the lake of fire, we burned with brimstone, and the worm dieth not. Why will your religion make you a murderer? Why will your religion make you a hired killer, a thief, a suicide bomber? Why will your religion make you a devil? Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Why don't you receive Jesus Christ today into your heart, into your life, so that you can have eternal life? What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Now, 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 Jesus is calling you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why will you worship Satan and worship dead gods and false religions and false gods and false prophets and false religious leaders? In John chapter 3, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3. And Nicodemus was praising Jesus Christ. He was talking good of Jesus Christ, was testifying of the good thing Jesus has been doing. But Jesus said, wait a minute, Nicodemus. John chapter 3. Wait a minute, Nicodemus, have you been born again? Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was surprised. Nicodemus said, what? I need to be born again? Yes. Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Today you need to be born again. You need to be saved and sanctified. If anyone be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You got to live the new life in Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. If you don't have Christ in you, you are not born again. The Spirit of God must dwell in you. If Christ be for you, who can be against you? Let Jesus come into your heart today and dwell in you as your personal Lord and Savior. Nicodemus had to receive Jesus Christ into his life. All his life he's been practicing religion. Nicodemus has been a religious leader. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Nicodemus have always been a religious leader all his life. But lo, he was not born again. That's what is happening today. Everyone is practicing religion, one form of religion or the other. False religion, false gods, false prophets, false leaders, false leaders, false religion. Worshiping devil, worshiping Satan, worshiping people, worshiping human being, worshiping river, worshiping snake. It is high time you worship the only true God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came to die for you. The only true God that created heaven and earth, who sent Jesus Christ to give you life and life more abundantly. That is the true God. Prophet Elijah said, how can we worship Satan and worship God? How can you worship so many gods? It is high time we know the true God, the God that answered by fire. Let him be the true God, the God that answered by fire. Let him be the true God. And the false prophets of Baal, they began to pray and pray and pray and pray from morning to evening. Their God is dead. Their God has no power. Their God has no life. Their God does not answer prayer. Their God is weak. Their God has traveled. Baal is no more. Idols. Why will you worship idols that don't answer your prayer? Prophet Elijah, the man who knew his God, the scripture says, lifted up his hands and prayed and called upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created heaven and earth, the God, the only true God that sent Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come and die for you to be saved. Prophet Elijah called on the God of heaven, and that God answered by fire. And everyone said, this is the true God, the God of Elijah is the only true God. Beloved, don't waste your life worshiping religions and worshiping false gods and worshiping false prophets and worshiping Satan, worshiping demons, worshiping people, worshiping snake. I went to one place to preach. They told me they don't kill the snake. They said the snake is their God. Can you imagine? How can snake be your God? See, you go to some parts of the world, they are worshiping goat, they worship cow, they worship cattle, they worship their dead father, their dead mother, dead people, dead person, dead people, and dead. They worship river, worship the sun, they worship the moon. Come out of darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. Receive him today as your Lord and Savior. Let him dwell in you. Let him live in you. Let him be your God today. How dare you worship all kinds of religions and all kinds of false gods and false leaders and false prophets and false religions and false that mislead people? How can your religion make you a killer? Your religion makes you a thief. Your religion makes you a prostitute. Your religion has taught you to be killing people. Your religion has made you a suicide bomber. Your religion has made you a killer, a murderer. Bible says all murderers shall have their part in the lake of fire. Yes, thou shalt not kill. That is the law of God. You've got to obey the law of God, the everlasting law of God. You got to obey what God is saying and do what God is saying. Don't worship Satan. Come and worship God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Christ is coming soon. There's no time no more. The trumpet shall sound. And the dead in Christ shall arise first, and we who are alive shall be caught up to meet him. The rapture is going to happen any time from now. Jesus is coming to take his church, a holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Jesus is coming to take his church. Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? Christ is going to come, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and we who are alive shall be with him. It's going to happen any time from now. Are you ready for Jesus to come and pick you home? You love the world and the things of the world. See? You need to be ready for his coming. Will you be ready when the sun shall come? Will you be ready when Jesus shall come? I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. I will be ready. I will be ready. I will be ready when the Lord shall come. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready for him? The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise first, and we who are alive shall be caught up to be with him. Only true believers shall be raptured on the last day, on the last day. Only true believers shall be raptured on the last day, on the last day. Only true believers shall be raptured. Are you a true believer? I'm not asking you what church do you go to. I'm not asking you what religion are you. Do you have Christ? Christ in you is the hope of glory. We're not talking about religion. Nicodemus was talking religiously religion. Everybody today wants to talk about religion. I'm going to church. I'm going to this church. They are going to church every day. And yet they are not born again. They are not saved. They are not sanctified. Christ is not in their heart. It's not about going to church. It's about you being born again. It's about you having Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's about you having a new life in Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Religion binds you. Religion limits you. Religion is slavery. Religion misguides you. Look at Nicodemus. He was a religious leader, but yet he was not born again. Religion does not help you to be born again. Religion is just worshiping occultism and dead gods, worshiping religiously. But when Jesus comes into your heart, you become a new creature. If anyone be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. All things are passed away. If anyone be in Christ, is a new creature. You need to be in Christ today. Christ in you is the hope of glory. All things must pass away in your life, that you begin to live a new life in Jesus. Where will you spend your eternity? You are in this world for a few years. When you leave this world, where are you going? If you don't have Christ, then you are in crisis. If you don't have Jesus, then you are going to hellfire. Today is the opportunity for you to repent of your sins. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but those that confess and forsake shall have mercy. Let Jesus come into your life today. Let him dwell in you as your Lord and Savior, so that you have eternal life. I pray that this word of God shall be in you, that you will be a doer of this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this message, email it, and forward it to all your friends and everyone around the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When you have the truth, then you are saved. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you through this word, that you will be a doer of this word of God that you have today. To not just be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray right now that the blood of Jesus shall cleanse you from all unrighteousness, that Jesus will come into your heart, into your life, and dwell in you. Yes, I pray that you be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit as from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please email us. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. You can reach us on the phone for prayer or counseling. Area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I will love you. I will say, God bless you abundantly for listening to the word of God. Thank you so much. The Lord reach out to you and show his way, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Where will you spend your eternity if not Christ? Jesus is calling you today. When Jesus comes, Where will you be when the trumpet, when thy trumpet sound? Where will you be when the trumpet, when thy trumpet sound? Where will you be when Jesus comes? Where will you when the trumpet, when thy trumpet sound? Where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? When thy trumpet, when thy trumpet sound, where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? When the trumpet, when the trumpet sound, where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? Where will you spend your eternity? Yes, you are going to live in this world for a few years. If you live long enough, it will be 100 and something years, maybe 110 or 120 or 130. Highest will be 150. But no one has made 150 recently. And when you die and you leave this world, where will you be going to? When Jesus is not in you, then you are going to hellfire. But when you receive Jesus Christ today, and you are born again, you enter into the kingdom of God. Except you be born again of water and of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto you, hearing this word of God today, it is appointed unto you once to die, and after that, judgment. When you leave this world, you are going to face judgment. You're going to stand by the grace of God. You're going to stand before God. Scripture says, each of us shall stand before God. And whose name was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? And when you stand before God, you shall give account of your life to God. And all that you live for, if you didn't live for Christ, then your name is not in the book of life. You are cast into the lake of fire. The worms died not for millions of years. Millions of years you'll be in the lake of fire, burning day and night. Scripture says there will be gnashing of teeth. Is that where you want to go? Jesus is calling you today to repent and be saved and be born again so that you can have eternal life. Why don't you make a decision today? Jesus is on. The end time has come. May God bless this word into your heart today, that you will be a doer of the word and not just a hearer alone. The Holy Spirit convince you of his word, that you will be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer alone, in the name of Jesus. Jesus has come to give you life, and life more abundantly. Abundant life, Jesus gives to you. Abundant life, Jesus gives to me. Abundant life Jesus gave to me. When you come to Jesus, he gives you abundant life. Come to Jesus today so that you receive life and life more abundantly. in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for those who are in need. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will bless you and make you whole. He will save you and make you whole. Yes, I pray for everyone who is in need right now, as many as are sick, as many as are oppressed, as many that are depressed, as many that are hearing this word of God today, as many that are listening by radio, listening by TV, listening by the internet. I pray for you to be healed, to be blessed. Yes, God touch you right now with his healing power, miracle power, saving power. Receive the touch of God. Receive the healing touch of God in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your finances, in your business. Receive life. And light my abundant, may the Lord Jesus touch you right now and make you whole in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus.